AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you, Matt. Bonus Patrick here today. Hey, Patrick.
It's extra Patrick this week. You get me tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah. It's double your Patrick, double your pleasure. Did you get out and enjoy any of the weekend, the weather we had this weekend?
Absolutely. I was in St. Paul on Saturday for the hockey tournament. I called some of the Class A action for the radio over this past week. But then Sunday, I went for a big drive yesterday, so definitely got out and enjoyed it.
I would say, I am not joking, I think there was about 16 inches of snow in my front yard Friday morning. I am less than an inch left in my front yard. Thinking about that, that's 4 days. That's insane. That is insane. That much snow melted. You know, it was nice. I'm not going to deny it. I mean, you know, a break. We opened up the windows of the house. I mean, you don't realize how much your house, you know, gets to smell like, you know, the ape house over at the zoo after, you know, 4 months of having it sealed up. So we cracked the sucker open, aired it out. It was nice. But it tied the record for the day. 61 degrees yesterday in Minneapolis, St. Paul. We're not going to get that warm, but we're going to definitely be able to freezing for the rest of the week, so enjoy that. I had a little bit of a problem here. I broke my razor, because I got a kind of a pseudo beard. You know, I'm not, you know, it's not a really, you know, it's just a little thing. I mean, I decided you know what, let's change the face. And it was a good call. I mean, I remember pre-beard, Matt. It's okay here. So I busted my razor. So I have to go over. And, of course, because I just have one part. I need to replace one part. But God forbid I buy a razor 6 years ago and that part, actually, I can still get that one part. Nope. Dude, what has happened to men's razors? They're all manscaping. What the hell, man? Seriously, what am I putting a topiary garden down there? hey, take a look at how I carved a bunny. Isn't that nice? Who wants to take a trip through the match hedge maze, huh? Exactly. Patrick is retching in the producer studio. Exactly. How about you just give me a razor for my face? I don't need to. God, it's. I'm not powder, for God's sakes, man. I need a, you know, I'm good. I just need a beard, face. You can use this anywhere, can I? Really? Great. Why does the world have to make everything so damn complicated? Why can't you just, yeah, here's a beard to shave your face. All right. Or a thing, razor to shave your face. Great. As opposed to, you know, do you want your belly to be smooth and like a baby? Well, guess what? We got the razor for you. Really? I went over to, I went over to Target today. And I was there, and I kind of obsessed. And I'm going to be honest, I did obsess a little bit with the razors. And the reason why is I think watching the near, you know, maniacal, the people who are strolling every aisle looking for any hand sanitizer at this point, it's a weird thing. I was just talking to someone about, are they going to eventually lock down senior homes, or are they say we'd like to bring, you know, can you take your parent home because we're going to have to lock this down, whatever the case may be with coronavirus. We are living in odd times. And the fact that you can't, I mean, I had hand sanitizer on my list too, and I'm like, I'm not going to find it here today. And I talked to the guy at Target, and he says that they have a line of people waiting at their location for the doors to open when they open. When they open, they sprint back, get the hand sanitizer, buy them out within 5-10 minutes, and that's all they've got for the day. I said, you got to be kidding me. Nope, that's what's happening. And someone told me that if you go up online that you actually can find that there is, there's apparently a resale thing going on out there where people are selling it for, you know, jacking up the price and selling it on eBay. It's kind of disturbing. Just a smidge, to say the least. I'm like everyone else. I am just a guy that, you know, got my family, my kids. I've said my gut feeling is, considering how little control this government has put into place to try to prevent the spread of this. I mean, let's just call this as it is. Coronavirus is not Trump's fault. The half-assed response to coronavirus is 1,000% Trump's fault, because he doesn't want to do anything that could potentially hurt stocks. So he's been lying, and he has been lying about it being under control, tests for everyone. We've stopped the spread in its tracks. There's no coronavirus here. And even when he had the drug manufacturers in his office and saying, you know, we're going to have a shot for this, an inoculation, right? You'll be able to get your coronavirus shot. And they're like, we are a year at best away from this, a year. I've heard two rumors of stories that basically they awarded the government contract to the CDC for testing of the coronavirus to a company that Trump has stock in. And that's why we were so late to the game in getting coronavirus testing done and started in this country, because he was basically doing it for profit and his company didn't have one. And so they didn't open it up. They didn't try to do what's best for America and just say anyone can test. If your test works, get it out there. Nope, it had to go through the specific company so that the specific company can make as much money as possible. And everything is about blaming people. I mean, it's the governor of Washington State's fault. It's Big Pharma's fault. It's liberals' fault. No, dude, you're not responsible for coronavirus. You're responsible for the half-assed job you had, because the only thing that mattered to you, only two things that mattered to you, Trump, were one, continuing your little, Nuremberg rally lights that you have across the country. You wanted to continue doing those with your adulating fans, because that's what gets you through the day at this point, is going into some rural community and having some person who's basically getting screwed over horribly by your economic policies saying, I love you so much. That's you enjoy that so much that's your most important thing. And then the other thing is that your entire existence is bragging about the stock market. And you can't brag about the stock market right now. As a matter of fact, let's just see here. I'll update it. Down 2,013 points. We're at 23,851. That's just down a smidge. Just a smidge. Since the beginning of the year. Which, once again, is not necessarily your fault. Now, I have made the very clear about the stock market. And you know, we can talk about that. I'll get into the stock market a little bit more. But it's not necessarily your fault. There's a lot of other things there. But still, that's all Trump cares about. And so here we are. We have the Health and Human Services Director this morning, Azar, when confronted by the press, was like, he said, the economy is great. And walked away. He said nothing else. This is Health and Human Services. His only statement was the economy is great. By the way, down 2,013 points today. They had to put in one of the filters to stop it from, basically take a timeout for 15 minutes at the beginning of the stock trading day to prevent this thing from absolutely collapsing out of control. But the director of Health and Human Services, the director of Health and Human Services, his only comment is, isn't the economy great? Dear God, what is mentally wrong with you people? Seriously. It's on the good news front, at least in Minnesota, we're taking, and I think this is where this is, I think the reality has come down on all of us. You cannot trust Trump's government to do anything right, and that you're going to have to do things on the state level. Senate passed unanimously additional funding to help fight coronavirus in Minnesota. House is taking it up. Going to be interesting to see if that far-right Republican group basically votes against it. But it should get through the House. And Governor Walz has already said he's going to sign it. Good. we have another case here in Minnesota. This one is a little bit more troubling. The first one, the first case was a guy that came off a cruise ship, basically self-quarantined as soon as he got home. Seems like there was going to be a decent chance of minimal cross-contamination. This other case is not so much. 50-plus-year-old guy got back from Europe, started feeling bad on Monday, went and got a test done on Saturday, and then on Sunday they confirmed that it was indeed coronavirus. First thing that crossed my mind is, okay, where were you on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? And I understand the state doesn't want to start a panic, but where were you on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? You weren't like at the state tournament or anything like that, were you? This is where we're at. This is where we're at. And I don't think this is going to change anytime soon. I really don't. And the good news is that, once again, that there's a lot of people that get coronavirus. They're out of commission for a few weeks, but then they're fine. Great. That is great. But we are, as first of all, we're going to lose a lot of people. There was the heartbreaking story. Was it NBC or ABC? I can't remember. CNN. It was CNN this morning. The heartbreaking story, the woman talking about her grandmother, it was one of the people who died in Washington, and the rate of acceleration that occurred with her mother in regard to getting a call and basically 24 hours later, grandma being gone, saying she has a high fever, and then, you know, things just, you know, nothing was going right. Everything was going bad. I mean, they're calling her back and saying, your do not resuscitate order is still in effect, right? It's like, is it that bad? Yes, it is. The other major story which has occurred, which I thought is somewhat interesting, and it's something that we actually have to, you know, kind of pay attention to, because it became aware over the weekend that there was at least one case at CPAC and another case at APAC. The APAC is the Israeli, you know, far-right Israeli group. CPAC is the conservative far-right convention, which a lot of Republicans go to. And whereas at APAC, there was a person that apparently tested for coronavirus. It's not exactly sure how exposed that person was to everyone else at the conference, but that's not the same thing with CPAC. CPAC, it sounds like, an individual was in, had special media credentials and was able to avoid a lot of this and was in these back rooms and these quiet rooms meeting and greeting with high-level Republicans throughout the entire day at CPAC. Ted Cruz has already gone into, self-quarantine. You also have Paul Gosar, Republican out of Arizona. He and his entire staff have gone into self-quarantine. Now, there's a very good chance a lot of people at CPAC got coronavirus. And, you know, a lot of these same people at CPAC were talking about how it was God's wrath on the liberals when coronavirus was primarily in California and Washington. But now all of a sudden it's I guarantee you they're changing their tune a little bit. But it brings up the CPAC one specifically is a little concerning on a local level. And that has to do with Representative Jim Hagedorn. Hagedorn was both at APAC and CPAC. He basically talks about being there. CPAC took place from February 26th through February 29th. APAC was March 1st to the 3rd. The New York Times reported Sunday in CPAC attendee has coronavirus. The attendee of the conservative conference and Vice President Mike Pence spoke last week as he tested positive for coronavirus, according to the event organizer. Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland said in a statement the state health officials were informed by the New Jersey Department of Health that the person who tested positive for the virus was in Maryland from February 21st to March 1st, attending the conference at National Harbor. Due to the scale of the conference, we are urging attendees who are experiencing flu-like symptoms to immediately reach out to their health care provider, said Mr. Hogan. This is as well with a picture. Enjoy. This is from Hagedorn's social media point. The whole story comes from Blue Stem Prairie. Enjoy this morning's flight from Minneapolis to DCA. My first leg of my 40th round trip during this 116th Congress. As I travel with great young Minnesota conservatives who are in town for CPAC. Hope to see them again at CPAC events this week. So he was clearly at CPAC. He talks about the town hall interviews. Julio Rosas, the town hall interviews Minnesota Republican Jim Hagedorn at the 2020 Conservative Political Action Conference. Why a socialized health care system would be detrimental to his district and the entire county. Oh, bitter irony. Are you rearing your ugly head once again? Since the provision of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, took effect in 2000, by the way, Congress has been required to purchase health care through that. On the AIPAC, it should mention there. So, you know, he's you know, needless to say, he was talking about health care at CPAC as a guy with stage 4 cancer. On Raw Stories, Bob Bingham reported concern growing over which political leaders may have contracted coronavirus at AIPAC. Vice President Mike Pence and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell were among the political leaders who attended the event. On Sunday's reported a third AIPAC conference attendee test positive coronavirus. So multiple people there. And here is from Jim Hagedorn's social media pages. Enjoy discussing policy with this bright young group of students at AIPAC. Once again, it's, you know, going to AIPAC, going to CPAC, that's, you know, that's you're perfectly, you know, right to do that. You can do that all you like. Jim Hagedorn has got cancer, stage 4 cancer. Coronavirus is particularly deadly in people who are elderly and with pre-existing conditions. Can someone please go down and check Representative Jim Hagedorn? I'll tell you what. I'll pay for the test myself. Can we test the guy? Because we need to know if he needs to be treated immediately, because I might disagree with the guy. But considering what we're dealing with coronavirus, at this point, it seems to me that he should be the top of the list of people we should get tested and make sure that he's okay, because his pre-existing conditions make this very likely it could be deadly if he gets it. So can we test Jim Hagedorn? The rest of you conservatives that were out there, you probably should go get tested yourself. And, you know, stop having your town halls, stop having your get-togethers, stop going to the store, and get tested. Like I said, at the end of the day, I honestly think that it's all around us already. I really do, because there's been no controls. It's been wide open, and there's been this insanely stupid mentality that has existed that somehow, some way, Republicans can talk coronavirus into submission. You can't. Wash your hands. Try not to touch your face. Don't shake hands with anyone. All right? Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. And by the way, all you people that were going back to the Target thing I was mentioning earlier, all you people who are buying out every bit of hand sanitizer in the metro area and statewide, you do realize that's supposed to be only accentuate your hand cleaning protocol. That your main protocol is washing your frickin' hands after you go to the bathroom, or you cook something, or you are, you know, making something with raw food or anything like that. That is when, or shaking people's hands, that you go to the bathroom and you wash your hands, and that only if you really can't wash your hands do you use hand sanitizer. It's not some sort of lifestyle choice where you grab your hand sanitizer hose and spray down your kids 3 times a day and act like, see, we're fine. Wash your damn hands. Not with hand sanitizer, with soap. That will help stop it. All right? This is only going to get worse. This is only going to get worse. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I just touched my nose. Ah! It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for 25 years. You'll not find someone who loves their job more than me. The process of painting your home could not be easier. Go to nickslavik.com, click on the button Paint My Walls or Paint My Cabinets. I'll personally be in contact with you to get an estimate, either in-home or a free virtual estimate. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. We're not like other contractors.
Did you realize that Drink in the Style is available on iTunes, Google Play, and pretty much every other podcast platform out there? You can listen to past episodes of Drink in the Style, or maybe download our really cool martini glass graphic, or just listen to your favorite episode again and again. But if you do, I need to ask you for a quick favor. Hop online and give us a 5-star rating. It helps others find the show and also boosts my fragile ego. Drink in the Style. It's a great way to kill Sundays or really any time at all.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
Tom Hartman here for All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that you save more if you wait, but waiting to switch can actually cost you more. While tax rebates make solar affordable, those rebates are often limited and decrease over time. So when you wait, you risk losing some of the incentives that make solar so easy to afford today. And besides, the sooner you get your all-energy solar system, the sooner you reduce or even eliminate that high electricity bill. Make the switch today at allenergysolar.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Marla's asking, is there a test out there? Good advice, but is there a test in regards to I'm presuming, to Hagedorn? There is a test. It's been interesting because this is just such a mess. And I don't know if it's because, once again, only one company can produce the test because there are people that are going to make money off of this damn thing. And so they only have a limited amount of tests. But there have been multiple people over the weekend who have said, I went to the hospital, I was clearly sick. I said, maybe I should get tested for coronavirus. And they said, no, because the very specific list of protocol and parameters that were set aside to test for coronavirus have not been met. And you're like, geez, I mean, what else do you need at this point? I mean, Trump keeps saying everyone can get tested right now. No one can stop. But regardless of where it is, I mean, I'm not foolish enough. I mean, just because the guy's a Republican, he's a sitting U.S. congressman. He should get some level of priority. I don't mind the guy going to the front of the line to make sure, especially after CPAC and APAC. I don't think there's any real problem here about sending that guy to the front of the line to get tested, especially with a pre-existing condition. And it's just a mess. This is just a mess. I mean, Trump is out there. Someone made the point that here he is. He goes out and he's down going to Florida to do some big fundraiser down there. And there's a line of people, and he's sitting there shaking everyone's hand. He's shaking everyone's hand. The stock market, you know, not a good day. Down 2,013 points. In worst day since 2008, S&P drops more than 7%. It's down 7.79%. It was down today, which is past the automatic break point. I knew that the markets were in trouble when earlier over the weekend there was no pre-market data that they were listing. That clearly told me, I think there are people in the Dow saw that people were selling off and they didn't want that sitting over people's heads and people freaking out over the weekend about that. It's bad. I want to say this about stocks, though, and I want to be make sure we understand. I believe it was a week ago last Friday, and then last Wednesday, there were 2 days where the stock market went back up a little bit, okay? And the entire time, people upon these financial networks were screaming, buy, 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 buy. And I'm going to tell you right now, the money that you put into the stock market, buy, 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 it's gone. Any money that was put into the stock market on last Wednesday or the Friday beforehand, it doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't. It's like when you go to Antiques Roadshow and you watch that, and they have the guy that sees a painting in some kind of antique store, and he goes on out there and says, "Hey, guess what? I saw this. I saw that name. Oh, if this is legit." And he goes, "How much for the painting?" And it's $150. And he's like, "Oh, if it's real, oh, that's worth $10,000, $20,000. Oh boy." So he buys the painting, and he's the guy that comes on the Antique Roadshow and is told, "Oh, by the way, that's not a real painting. It's a fake." At least on the Antique Roadshow, the guy said, "Well, what'd you pay for it? $150? Well, it's worth $150. Because they don't want to look at the guy and say, "You bet $150 for that? It's worth 5 cents. You know, they're not going to tell that guy that. So, hey, you paid $150, so you set the price at $150 for it. That's the deal. That's not how the stock market works. You've got people that bought a lot of stuff and thought it was going to be really great, and now it's worth zero. And it's actually less than zero because we're way beyond below where it was before. And this is not going to stop. I'm as shocked as the next guy when I say this next statement, okay? The most even-keeled voice I've heard from the financial sector is frickin' Jim Cramer. Jim Cramer, the second these markets started going down, said, "I wouldn't be buying. I'd be buying like Clorox. I'd be buying like Netflix, but I'm not buying anything else." And he was the only one the entire time who kept saying, I wouldn't be buying right now. I wouldn't be buying. So it's, I know, Jim freaking Cramer, man. I can't even comprehend that. So tomorrow when Republicans come on, "Hey, it's just a down market. It's going to go back up. As soon as it goes up, you're going to be wishing you were there. Oh, boy, oh, boy." The U.S. economy cannot sustain an extended period where people are not going to stores, to restaurants, to nightclubs, to comedy joints, to sporting events. This economy is built on people going out and spending money. And sure, you can cover some of that through delivery services and stuff. This economy, Jim Cramer actually made the good point today. It's like, if you're a business and your margins are so tight that all of a sudden 3 or 4 weekends of no one showing up at your restaurant is going to put you under, the federal government should come out with some no-interest loans that they can offer small businesses to keep afloat. That's a good idea. God forbid we actually have a president that would come up with an idea like that. We could save small businesses or at least give them an option if all of a sudden they're socked with a 2-month period where no one is going to restaurants or stores. God forbid we actually have a president that's concerned about that as opposed to basically blaming everyone else for a coronavirus. Dear Lord. When Trump's term started and we all joked about people running around panicked wearing face masks like there's some sort of nuclear apocalypse or disease thing, did anyone really think that that actually was going to be the scenario by the time we got done with 4 years of this guy in office? He's a textbook example of the worst political leader you could possibly have in office during a pandemic. And Republicans love him. Love him. You fools. There you go. 952. I'm glad I could basically not help in any manner with regard to your fears and sadness around coronavirus. But, you know, we got to be honest about this. We got to be honest about it because right now we don't have leaders that are being honest. So let's be honest about it. Am I freaked out? Yeah. Should we be freaked out? Probably a little. Will we get through this together? Damn straight. Might not be easy. Might take us a while. Some of us might get sick. God forbid some of us die. But we'll get through this, all right? We will. And just know that come November, there's going to be a better day coming down the line because we're going to vote this clown out of office. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. Our station has worked with Barbara from WYSIWYG Web Design for years on everything from logo to print design and especially for developing our website. She does great work and is great to work with, listening to what our goals and design ideas were while offering new, innovative ideas to create the website we are proud of today. Barbara made sure she understood our station, our goals, and our mission before she started working on our site and made suggestions to help control the cost. Plus, she's friendly, which set us at ease. I recommend Barbara at WYSIWYG Web Design because I know she will deliver an attractive, professional website within the budget you have. She is a local independent business that specializes in helping other local businesses achieve their website and design goals. She can work with nearly any budget and create anything from simple sites to robust custom functionality. To find out more about the company AM950 Trust, go to WYSIWYGWebDesign.com. Spelled out just like it sounds, WYSIWYGWebDesign.com.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
You want a fast way to save hundreds of dollars? It's easy with Rudy Luther Toyota. Start with the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. Plus, Rudy Luther offers 2 years of maintenance included with every new Toyota purchase. And remember, Rudy Luther Toyota wants to buy your cars and trucks, paying you top dollar. Find out how much you can save by visiting Rudy Luther Toyota today, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Did you know there's deconstruction funding available now for homeowners and contractors in Hennepin County? If you are embarking on a remodel or teardown this year, consider hiring Better Futures Minnesota's deconstruction crews instead of demolition. By taking a house or building apart by hand instead of destroying it with heavy equipment, the materials can be reused or recycled instead of going into the landfill. It is much more cost-effective and is a carbon-neutral solution. Go to betterfuturesminnesota.com and look under business services to learn more.
By the way, did you see Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club got rated one of the top jazz clubs in the world? The eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week is Crooner's. Fantastic food, but the music is just red hot over there as well. Great lineup they have over there. Tomorrow night, Cat Edmondson there. Andrew Wallace is going to be over there as well. Pat Donahue and the Prairie All-Star is going to be there on Thursday. Songs from the Key of Life, a tribute to Stevie Wonder. Okay, I might have to catch that Friday night. Going to be on the main stage there. Jeff Dayton there on Saturday. The Bruce Henry Band coming in there. A lot of great artists coming through. It's a great club. If you've not been up there, I highly recommend it. Dinner, music, it's a great place to go. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club over on Highway 65, just north of 694 on Moore Lake. It's the localminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Oh, you want to? How about I put a smile on everyone's face? A $10 million five-year effort at the University of Wisconsin-Madison to curb obesity in Wisconsin, which ended in December, met a stark reality. The state's obesity rate, which is slightly higher than the national average, is still going up. Hey, if you're willing to fill out our questionnaire about obesity, we'll give you this free plate of cheese curds. I don't know how this could go wrong. People are all over the place trying to get the cheese curds.
Got to get the beer and sausage there, too.
Leaders of the Wisconsin Obesity Prevention Initiative, or whoopee.
Can't make that up, can you?
Jeez. Oh, God. The Wisconsin Obesity Prevention Initiative, or whoopee, funded by the UW School of Medicine and Public Health's Wisconsin Partnership Program, said they focused on creating systemic changes, such as encouraging bike paths and healthier snacks. Can they eat the bike path? No? Okay. Healthier snacks for kids that would slow or reverse the uptick in coming years. The national obesity rate has been climbing for decades, underscoring a pervasiveness of contributing factors such as unhealthy foods being cheaper than healthier foods, increased screen time among children and adults, lack of safe spaces to walk and exercise in many neighborhoods, health officials say. It comes down to this, is that it's the you're pushed soda pop and crap food in your, you know, fast food. Your meals are now fast food, and your snacks are all, you know, basically family-sized bags of chips with a soda to go along with it. I mean, it's not a big surprise why this is going on. It's you know, and let's face it, this is one of the curses of the glowing rectangle. Yeah, the glowing rectangle, this is one of the curses of it. It just is. It's one of those things where this is you've got to turn the screens off. And this is not just for the kids. It's for the adults, too. You got to turn the screen off and go on outside and walk around and be part of that outside. I mean, my exercise, I mean, it was so nice yesterday. I finally took the Christmas lights off the big pine tree in the front yard. That ended up taking me freaking forever, man. But still, I was outside, active, not on a screen. And I get it, Wisconsin. I know you love your Green Bay Packers. I get that. But maybe, just maybe, you might want to stop looking at Aaron Rodgers' highlights and actually focus on the world ahead, around you there. The national obesity rate has been climbing. Once again, we need to fix the fix the built environment and make our communities healthier for everyone, said Dr. Vincent Sinus, of University of Health Endocrinologist, who led the Obesity Prevention Initiative. Through the initiative in Wisconsin, we provided the infrastructure to make such changes. Sarah Lindberg, UW-Madison researcher, works on the Wisconsin Health Atlas, a part of the initiative that continues to compile maps and track policies about obesity, neighborhood walkability, school wellness, and other measures. Now, remind you, and I want to point out once again, Michelle Obama came into office and said there's no reason in the world we couldn't have healthier school lunches. And she was right. The crap food that was being and is still being fed to our kids is atrocious at times. But how they turned it political. And they said, you she's trying to take pizza and French fries away from my little Billy. My little Billy needs 4 burgers a day and pizza and French fries. How dare Michelle Obama stick her nose in my kid's business? Here, Billy, here's extra dipping sauce of ranch for you, for your pizza and your hot dog and your hamburger. And all of a sudden, that parent is here today going, I don't know why little Billy's got such health problems. You don't? You don't know why? I know. I got an idea. Or it's when the state goes out there, or a city in the state goes out and says, you know, we're going to forbid flavored cigars or flavored cigarettes or anything like this. And the people, the Republicans, look at the namby-pamby libtards going out there trying to regulate what the people want. And then all of a sudden people are like, God, I've got lung cancer. And they're like, hey, it's not our problem. We just made sure that you could buy as many of the addictive quality tobacco products you wanted. City tries to ban soda, or school district tries to ban soda. How dare my little Jimmy can't get an 87-ounce Glug Quencher 5000 drink when they want to, even though that's basically more liquid than he should be taking in a day. I want him to take it and have a second. He gets a free refill on the Glug Master. Well, the cheese, man. Have you had the Wisconsin cheese, Patrick? It's delicious.
I love the Wisconsin cheese.
It is. It is just delicious. I'm not going to. I'm not going to argue that. There are some things you do taste over there. In more local news, other than basic functions, it's rare to see House Leader Ryan Winkler, House Minority Leader Kurt Dowd co-sponsoring the same piece of legislation. It's more common to see Winklin, a DFL from Golden Valley, and Doubt, Republican from Crown, going at each other on the House floor, arguing over bills, rules, or process. To have them working together on a bill, especially when calling for an amendment to the Minnesota Constitution, means something. The pair, along with Representative Lyndon Carlson, who has been on the show, I should believe Winkler has been on the show as well, not Kurt Doubt. I've called Kurt. He doesn't want to come on the show for some reason. Anyway, they're working with Lyndon Carlson, sponsoring a bill, House File 3994, that would ask voters to give lawmakers the authority to call themselves into special session. Currently, only the governor can convene a legislative session called outside the constitutionally mandated regular sessions convened each year. There are 36 states which already give their legislators some authority to call special sessions. That Minnesota is not one of them means the governor has unequal clout at the end of the session, say backers of the new measure, since the governor can use the prospect of calling or not calling a special session to get what they want. Now, I want to be very blunt. I am 100% against this. And Ryan, I like you. I'm 100% against this. If the legislature is upset, then maybe they should be passing bills right now. Because there's nothing saying we do this. There is an inherent level of dishonesty within the Congress in this state because everything is saved to the last second. Now, it's not the Republicans are much worse at this, throwing, you know, 1,000-page bills at the Democrats and saying, vote now, without even giving them a chance to see what's in it. Bills which have never seen the light of day, have not had one public hearing, 1,000-page bills. Republicans will chuck those at Democrats and say, you've got 20 seconds to look it over. Vote now. And they there's no idea what's in it. That is the Republican standard. And the reason why is that they're trying their hardest to abuse the system to basically try to – they've already adopted the point they're going to use a special session to negotiate what they want and try to get the best terms possible. So what they do is the last effort they put out there is an obnoxiously far-right bill. But to be fair, there have been plenty of times that Democrats as well have hauled off on the majority of their election until the day or two before the end of session and then thrown it out there and been done. Now, it's not as bad as the Republicans. Republicans are atrocious at it. But we have the end of session. It's on the calendar right now. We know the date that's going to come on in here. The problem isn't the fact that the governor is the only one that can call special sessions. The problem here is that you guys don't get your damn work done in the window that you have to do it because you're all looking to negotiate. And you're not looking to actually, you know, do things in the window of time that you have. I mean, that is who you people are now. And so, no, I liked when Governor Dayton was in charge and Governor Dayton would say, fine, when I'm a special session, I want to write out the exact words it's going to be, the only things we're going to deal with. And then we're going to have you guys each sign the House minority, the Speaker of the House, the House Minority Leader, the Senate Majority Leader, the Senate Minority Leader, all would sign off on the bill. They'd go through and be done with it. What I don't like is this idea of what becomes year-round negotiation on bills that basically should be getting done within a specific amount of time. It also puts forward the idea that we're supposed to have legislators who are not supposed to be full-time employees of the state, that it's supposed to be something. And I understand, don't get me wrong, I understand – they already are campaigning. They already are doing a lot of this stuff where they're out on the you know working basically already way beyond their session. But this is basically just asking for, you know, if all of a sudden you're a Republican and you're in charge of the House or the Senate and you don't want Republican, you know, you want the opposition campaigning, all of a sudden you open a special session and they have to show up in Congress and they can't be in their districts campaigning. I don't like the idea of this at all. And I absolutely feel as if, and I know they're going to talk about this constitutional amendment, and I'm presuming, Ryan's not dumb. Representative Winkler's not dumb. I'm presuming there are going to be fail safes for one party not to abuse this. But you should walk into this. The fact that Kirk Dowd wants to do this, the first thing you should say to yourself is, how could this get abused? Because he's already figured out a way to abuse it. He's just hoping you don't figure out how he's figured out how he's going to abuse it. And ask yourself, is that abuse of that rule worth having the rule at all? So, buyer beware here. Let's get Todd in Bloomington on before we go to the break. Todd, welcome on in. All right. And thanks, Todd. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Would like to say Pini Gigi for all your support these last 3 years. We discuss national and local Native news and events. Weekly correspondents bring us updates and information from all over Turtle Island.
Native Roots Radio I'm Awake is supported by Robbins Kaplan, LLP, dedicated to redefining high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
Saturdays live 1 to 3. Free Leonard Peltier.
Hi, this is Chad from AM950. I've been telling you about Snap Construction, the company AM950 trusts for all roofing and siding needs. Now that spring is here and summer is around the corner, now is a great time to find out why AM950 trusts Snap Construction. Ryan, the owner, and his team at Snap Construction have been great to work with, and they have enjoyed working with our listeners.
Hi, this is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners at AM950. What a great group of people and a great radio station. I personally want to thank all the listeners that we've had the opportunity to work with. At Snap Construction, we look forward to working with many more of you when it comes to your roofing, siding, windows, and insulation. Don't just take Chad's word for it. Google Snap Construction, arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the Twin Cities Metro. We led this community with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate. Call today, 612-333-SNAP, 612-333-SNAP, or visit us online, snapconstruction.com.
Hey, Twin Cities, are you trying to move your side hustle to your main hustle? Having trouble leveling up your back office? Getting stuck on how to find investors so you can secure that bag? Then you need to come to Connect Up Summit Friday, March 13th and Saturday, March 14th at Metro State in St. Paul. Connect Up is a two-day summit offering hands-on workshops and connects small businesses with each other, local investors, as well as other local and national resources in the Minnesota entrepreneur ecosystem. Connect Up sells out every year, so get your ticket today. Go to www.connectupmn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Robert Pilot hosts a show here, and he's, of course, a very good broadcaster. He is kind enough. He's on hold here. He wanted to chime in on the St. Paul school striking. Hey, Robert, how are you, my friend?
Hey, doing okay. I just handed in my laptop, my iPad, and my keys, and we're going on strike tomorrow.
Well, it's, they need to, let's be honest, the two things I really respect the St. Paul teachers for fighting for is more mental health resources in the schools, as well as more, language teachers, because obviously having more teachers and more people there that can help people of a second language being able to learn, I think that those are two very important things. I'm 100% with the teachers in St. Paul.
Well, this is, if you read what they say, they're counteractors. They said, we do not have the money for this. They have the money for this. They have this is a social issue. This is an equity issue. This would not be happening if we were in Woodbury or if we were, we're fighting for our kids here in St. Paul.
Well, and so the strike will start tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be picketing 7 o'clock in the morning. Unless something crazy happens between now and midnight, but this is the closest I've ever been on a strike in my 25 years as a high school teacher.
Hey, Robert, can I ask you, completely unrelated to the strike, an idea that I came up with over the weekend that I think is a damn good one?
You and I doing a show together?
Well, of course you and I should do a show together. This is actually a better idea. Why do we not have the native languages being taught along with Spanish and French and German and Chinese in our schools? It is, in my mind, it is the language of the land. I have no idea. All of a sudden it dawned on me. It's like, why aren't we teaching the native languages in our school? Because, my God, I mean, wouldn't that be an asset to understand the language of the land before we even got here?
Well, the school I teach at in the east side of St. Paul does teach Lakota, Dakota, and Ojibwe, and anyone can take that class. Mm. But that's one school out of St. Paul.
I think it should be every the school in the state. That should be an offered language. If you're going to offer Spanish, if you're going to offer Chinese, let's offer the native languages, because I think it is very important that we keep connected to that heritage. And I think that it's just a great way to, I mean, historically, but as well, to as far as education go, helping to educate the kids, I think it's a good idea.
Well, one of the things, because as you know, Matt, they've tried to get rid of us in my generation and the generation before with boarding schools and with the 60s scoop. There's not that many language speakers left.
Yeah.
So that's one of the bummers about being able to try and do that.
Well, and nothing against French. You know, it's like I know there's a lot of places that teach French, and it always helps me out when I'm looking to get some beads down at Mardi Gras. But at the same time, can you tell me today that French is a more applicable language than Lakota? I mean, I think under that entire guise, yeah, we cannot lose this heritage. And I think that, Minnesota should offer it. And it's not, and I know white Republicans will act as if it's some sort of grand threat. Oh, pipe down. It's just something we should be, I think it's just something you should be teaching just because it's Minnesota.
Well, and I agree with that, but I also agree with the history. People do not know the true history of Minnesota and, like, Sibley, Ramsey County, and all these races to people that are counties and things that are named after in this state. And once people realize that, they're very surprised. But that's not being taught either, other than in specific schools and areas in Minnesota.
Exactly.
And I think that should be taught everywhere. But I can give you a call tomorrow and give you an update. We're going to have a big rally at 3 o'clock tomorrow with St. Paul Public School teachers and employees at 360, and we're going to try and rock the house. So I appreciate you having me on your show.
My pleasure. All my best to all the teachers out there. Let them know I'm 100% on their side, and I definitely do call in tomorrow, and we'll put you on the air here. We'll find out how things are going, okay?
Beanie Giggy, thanks.
You got it. My pleasure. Robert Pilot. He's a better broadcaster than I am. I mean, let's face it, I'm a trained chimp. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. And by the way, the teachers are right to go on strike. I talked about this a while back. There was a union that went out there that basically said, you Democrats need to understand our issues. Since we're the ones that keep passing the pro-union laws and the Republicans keep trying to kill you, how dare you look at Democrats and say that we're not understanding your issues? I get it. You like Trump and your guys like Trump. But then don't go on out there and rewrite history and to turn the Republicans into some sort of grand pro-union thing. The St. Paul teachers, they're a good union. They're out there fighting, and that's what unions should strive to be. My salute to them. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.